last week was what I call a barnstorming tour, and it really was. I started out with Congresswoman Michelle Fischbach, great new member on the House Agriculture Committee, and that was northern Minnesota. And we spent time meeting with producers and processors, and from there went to Illinois. I was able to spend some time with Representative Mary Miller from Illinois, and we spent time with the soybeans and corn, pork, beef, just great. And we finished the week in Lubbock, Texas, and what a wonderful experience. I mean, the rural, you know, the rural summit that Congressman Arrington did was just well done, and looking at all aspects of rural America, specific to his congressional district in West Texas. And, you know, from agriculture to health care to infrastructure, just across the board. And then had a wonderful day on Friday. That was on Thursday. Wonderful day on Friday. It was a bit of almost a baton death march in 106 degrees across West Texas, where we had a chance to visit peanut growers and a shelling company, cotton fields and a cotton gin. Spent just a great visit in a feedlot. I've never seen so many future steaks in my entire life in one place. It was pretty incredible. And then, you know, we actually visited a family that's growing grapes and developing their own wine and have a winery. Select Dairy, which is an amazing dairy operation in West Texas. You know, I was told that somebody infamous in the past early on said that part of the world would never be inhabited or nothing you could do there. Now, I'm paraphrasing, obviously. Boy, were they wrong. The agriculture in West Texas is amazing. In all of my journeys, I think it's incredibly important to do that, to get out, to be able to see agriculture of all commodities in all regions of the country. And it was an exhausting week, but it was a blessing. A true blessing, and the information I learned and the things that I saw is going to help me be able to do my job better for rural America and for the agriculture industry across the country.